Good afternoon. I'm Brian Boss. I'm a career Epping field officer with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and I'm going to talk about enhancing rabies surveillance and management of potential human exposures and automated solution using electronic public health case reports. Accurate and timely reporting of rabies test results and potential human exposures is necessary to guide case management and define rabies epidemiology. In Nebraska, the Department of Health and Human Services contracts with the Kansas State University Rabies Laboratory for testing. Since 2011, all results are provided through electronic laboratory reporting to Nebraska's Electronic Disease Surveillance System, or NADS. When potential human exposure is verified, our agency authorizes state-paid testing. Beginning in 2013, exposure data captured during rabies test requisition phone calls were entered manually into our NEDS system for immediate local health department notification. In the first full year of system usage, 43.7% of just over 1,000 tests reported by ELR were paid by the state. Of 606 potentially exposed persons, post-exposure prophylaxis, or PEP, was administered to 29 persons associated with either positive or unsuitable tests, including 10 exposed to 3 positive animals that were not requisitioned through our agency. PEP avoidance was documented in 587 persons linked to 432 negative tests. In October 2014, an internet-based requisition system for test authorization was deployed for automated electronic data capture. If authorization criteria are met, an RA or a rabies approval number is assigned, and exposed persons' data are subsequently messaged into NEDS via automatic electronic public health case reporting. This flow diagram demonstrates the case reporting process. External users, such as veterinary clinics, animal control agencies, or local health departments, access the system through the data entry screen as shown on the top left. Authorized users are provided a password for system access, and using data entered into the form, a predefined algorithm runs code behind the scenes to establish eligibility for state paid tests on the basis of criteria entered, such as animal species and type of exposure. Upon submission by the user, data move into the requisition database. Simultaneously, an auto-generated confirmation email with the RA number is messaged to the submitter and also to program management staff. For approved submissions, the user is provided a pre-populated laboratory requisition form to be printed and included with the specimen. All data captured in the requisition database are available to program management staff in a web-based line listing. The flow diagram also displays the remaining steps to move the case report data into NEDS. Cases with an RA number enter the case report import queue. From there, the data are processed by Rhapsody to create an XML message and then placed in the NEDS case report interface queue from where the data are imported into the NEDS application. Once in NEDS, the case report is assigned a condition of animal exposure and placed in the documents requiring review queue for immediate notification for the local health department surveillance staff. An auto-generated email notification is also sent to program management staff in our agency for real-time verification that the import process completed. This slide depicts an example of a public health case report. A NEDS file was automatically created for the exposed person, and information captured at the time of test requisition is displayed. The health department investigator simply clicks the Create an Investigation hyperlink to launch an investigation page. The case report data auto-populate corresponding fields in the animal investigation form, and contact information is readily available for the health department to establish communication directly with the exposed person in advance of pending test if indicated. Upon test completion, an electronic lab report will arrive in NEDS with the result, and health department staff follow up with the exposed person or people to provide appropriate recommendations. Health department staff complete the animal exposure investigation for documentation and link each exposed person to the corresponding test result and animal record using the NEDS contact, the NEDS contact tracing feature. And as this slide shows, 3 people listed at the bottom were exposed to a bat that tested negative on January 27, 2015. The test requisition line listing includes a column to indicate the NED status of each case. From this, program management staff can easily tell if an investigation has been created, which indicates that the case is being managed. During the first 8 months of using this system, 213 submissions met criteria and had RA numbers assigned. 7 submissions did not meet approval criteria, and each of these were reviewed. Of these, we did find 2 submissions that were rejected in error, but these animals were still submitted for testing and the code was revised to correct the issue. Altogether, a total of 293 persons were exposed. Of the 293 reported exposures, 140 involved bats, 61, 47, 27, and 14 involved cats, dogs, cows, and raccoons, respectively. So in conclusion, Nebraska has established a comprehensive rabies program case management system based on automated data capture, which allows real-time access for health department staff. The system provides readily accessible electronic data to document both the benefits of state-paid rabies testing and PEP avoidance when indicated. Nebraska's system can serve as a national model, particularly for other states that use NEDs, as seen on the map that Marion Kiner gave us. Next steps are to develop automated analytic processes for visual display and a data interface for automated redirect from our form in Nebraska to the Kansas State online requisition form for a seamless electronic test requisition. I'd like to acknowledge the help of all the people on this slide, and I'd also like to recognize Inductive Health, who provided some of the technical support. Thank you.